is dank good or bad? Because, like, apparently, a bruh moment is bad.
Like, bruh.
Like, bruh.
Oh, bruh. Like a slow bruh.
Like, bruh. Oh. Bruh.
Okay.
I thought that it was, apparently, like, I thought, like, yo, man, you got that spicy lady's number. Bruh, that's so cool. But it's like, yo, she punched you in the gut when you asked, bruh.
Yeah, I figured both those examples would teach you what that word means. The first one obviously doesn't sound good or positive.
You got a nice lady's number. That's good.
No, that's dank.
Dank. What's dank?
You know what dank is. You're always talking about dank memes. You're the meme queen machine.
Well, I thought I knew, but I knew what bro meant, too.
It's okay. I just learned what sus meant the other day.
Suspect?
So, yeah, I didn't get it.
Apparently, it's Among Us. People say that's sus. But apparently, it's not because it's older or something like that. Anyway,
yeah,
that's not that important. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest and the greatest episode of Dialogue Tree, a video game podcast. Well, we talk anything and everything video games. On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the Video Game Awards 2020, the announcements, and the winners. My name is Ryan Smith, and of course, I am joined, as always, by Jordan Sims.
I'm going to talk in a normal voice because...
Well, I got to drink my coffee because we're recording in the morning.
Yep, and somebody's tired. Somebody cannot function without their coffee.
What do you mean?
I'm talking like you.
Because I can't.
You can't. You literally. It's okay. I've asked multiple people this too. It's
about what?
About you being.
About me?
About you being like in a coma.
Me
until you
in particular.
About you being in a coma until your lips touch coffee. And they say that it's not normal and that you should see
a
doctor.
Who are you asking? Anybody I know?
Yes, multiple people.
No.
Yes, like at least 10 people. And they are like, bro, that's, he should go
people,
see.
People wake up and they're like, kind of groggy. Oh, I need my coffee.
But not to a state of chromatosis.
Chromatosis?
Yes.
Is that, okay. What is that when, I'm trying to make a joke here. Hold on. Is that.
Should have came prepared.
When you are like knocked out, but you try to look up the problem on Chrome. Chromatosis?
I know, but I heard it on somewhere, sometime.
Not comatose.
Yep, that's the word I wanted to say.
You didn't realize that I was...
No, I realized it. I just went along with it. No. Keep chugging on that lug of coffee over there.
It's so good. I can feel it in my capillaries.
I know. You can feel it in your caterpillars. So... What did you think about this? Obviously, you watched it, and I was...
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Have you done anything?
I've been playing Cyberpunk and working.
Oh, you've been playing Cyberpunk.
That's it.
I have also been playing Cyberpunk.
Oh.
And being a bruh moment.
So you haven't been enjoying Cyberpunk.
No, I just...
You wanted to use bruh again. I get it. Okay. So, yeah, that's really it. Working in Cyberpunk.
I think if I'm not at work...
I'm playing Cyberpunk. Like before this podcast, I was playing Cyberpunk. Every free waking moment, I'm playing Cyberpunk.
Drinking coffee.
So, yeah.
Well, I guess I'm the same, so we can just jump right into things.
Yeah, you were able to watch this, and I listened to this.
You listened to it with, I guess, just Twitch open and a pair of headphones in?
Yep, it was very interesting to try to figure out what some of the parts were. Just
did it make you want to look?
Yeah, I ended up popping the video for some of the stuff, and ended up watching
the video.
Yeah, popping up the video and watching some stuff. Well, between customers, this and that, I could only actually watch it so much.
You just put the finger up. Hold on, Reggie's on stage.
Yeah, for some of them.
What?
For some of them, I mean, it did kind of slow down at some point. So we did watch some of it.
I mean, it's not like it's Black Friday,
no, so.
You're going to have some slow moments. So, how about first thing we do?
I'm telling you, man. I got to go see a doctor about that bronchitis.
I'm taking antibiotics.
Okay.
The first thing I want to do, I guess, is what would you rather do? Would you rather talk about the trailers or the announcements, or would you like to talk about the awards first?
Let's just get the awards out of the way.
The Last of Us won.
The Last of Us won.
Everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, at one point I was legitimately thinking, I wonder, it's probably not the case, but I was actually, came to my mind, I wonder if they're doing this to spite people. I'm not even it kind of felt like that.
It, because me and the guy I was working with, because he was also said he was going to go home and watch it, and we were talking about, he goes, well, dang it, I was hoping something else would win. I was like, nothing.
Everyone was.
And I was like, dude, nothing else can go up against that. I was like, the story, everything they have going on in that story, anybody that would vote.
I'm not talking about
like
that. I'm talking about it won everything.
Yeah, yeah, it won.
I knew it was going to win Game of the Year, but I didn't think it would win Game of the Year. Hold on, let me look it up.
Narrative, audio design, performance, and that's it.
Was it like five?
Hang on, my bad. Sorry. Action and adventure game. It won that as well. It won
action. That is horse shit.
Yeah, it won action and adventure game as well.
And unless so, I never played The Last of Us 2, but if it feels anything like the original one does, unless they completely change the combat, that game is laughably, like, it's laughable that game won Game of the Year. Or, well, yes, it's also laughable that it won Game of the Year, but it's very much did not deserve
action adventure.
Because action adventure games are supposed to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, even it was going up against Valhalla, Tsushima, Miles Morales, Ori and the Will-O-Wisp, Jedi Fallen Order. I would have been okay with Jedi Fallen Order winning.
That one's kind of weird because it was like, oh, because I guess it came out last year after the Game Awards.
Yeah, it still fits in the bubble. But yeah, The Last of Us literally just took like everything.
It's
I'm thankful that Hades at least won something. You know, it won indie game.
Yeah, I'm surprised The Last of Us didn't win any game.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? You know, no fault to Laura Bailey. She did do a great performance.
Yeah, don't go after anybody. Because somebody made a game that you don't like does not give you this moral high ground to go scream at them.
Yeah, because I was hearing
her. They just did their job.
Yeah, I was listening to her acceptance speech for winning Best Performance, and I was like, what else has she done? And I went through her IMDb.
She's pretty popular.
She is. I didn't realize she was in a bunch of stuff that I enjoy.
She's kind of like the woman version of Troy Baker and... Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Drake, I'm sorry.
Drake Bell?
No, what?
Oh, sorry.
The guy who plays Nathan Drake. I can't think of his name. My bad. It's too early for this.
But, yeah.
I like that speech he gave. He's like, in 10 years when someone searches Nathan Drake on IMDb, and they get Tom Holland, I will only be incredibly bitter.
Yeah.
Nolan North.
Yeah.
I love Nolan North.
Yeah, she's done. Yeah. Laura Bailey's done tons of stuff. I didn't realize she was in as many things as she was. But like, she played Naruto's mom, and she was in.
She played Naruto's mom?
Yeah, she was in the original
In the show or video game?
In the show. Yeah. And she's done tons of Naruto video games, as well as some DBZ stuff, some more anime stuff, some other stuff I can't remember. She played Mary Jane in 2018, Spider-Man. So yeah, she's done tons of stuff. Like, her list is huge. Does a ton of stuff with Marvel. And so I was like, cool. The fact that I hated Abby so much in The Last of Us 2 means you did a really good job at her.
I don't know who I would have voted for, but I kind of want to say Jin, the guy who played Jin.
Yeah.
But the guy who played Miles Morales also did a... I don't know if that guy's actually 15, 16, 17 years old.
I don't think he is.
But he did a really good job portraying not just the voice, but also the cadence and stuff of how... I don't say children, but how young adults, I guess, talk.
Yeah, especially with someone...
It wasn't like, yo, what's up? My name is DJ Danky Dank. And I got my sneakers on, and I got a skateboard.
There you go. Yep. Yeah. It could have been that.
I would have voted for him if he did that.
It could have been that.
If he was just Yo, man, I'm a cool, hip, young black guy, and I have the swagger, the overconfidence of a young black teenager. That's something that somebody actually said in a review. I didn't know if you
really.
He said somebody said Miles Morales has the overconfidence and swagger of a young black teenager.
Oh, they should have finished it with Miles Morales has the young swagger and confidence of a young Samuel Jackson.
Oh, thank God, I didn't know what you were going to say.
Yeah, because that would have made sense.
But a young Samuel Jackson.
A young Samuel Jackson.
Is that more or less than?
It's probably less than what he had.
Possibly have more than he does now.
It's probably less than what he has now because that man can do anything he wants now.
I don't think Samuel L. Jackson has ever been young. Man wasn't young in A Time to Kill.
That's true. He's all.
He wasn't young in Pulp Fiction.
Damn, you're right. Holy.
He's older than you think he is. He just doesn't look it. He's like in his 70s.
Damn. Okay. Well, I'm sure he was a baby at some point.
No.
Oh.
No, he was born 35 years old. That's as young as he ever was. So he was young. He just was never.
Yeah, a bait. Like,
he was never like a teenager. Exactly. So he could never relate to. Having the swagger of a, I'm gonna stop doing this joke.
Yeah,
but yeah, I was honestly got to where is. I mean, it doesn't really affect me, but this is supposed to represent the best in gaming, and a lot of news sources are gonna cover this, and I just think that this is. I don't want to say misrepresentation because at the end of the day, it is an opinion, but it was just disappointing that there was also just no variety, you know.
Yeah, 2020 was the year of games that a lot of stuff got delayed. Not a lot of stuff came out, but this
has a lot of good games, though.
Well, true.
But there were a lot of good games.
I agree, and this was not a representation of that because it didn't.
Doom didn't win jack shit, by the way.
Who?
Doom.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah.
They should have at least won Games for Impact. The game impacted me in a way.
I know. It awoken something in you. Doom should have at least won. Score music.
Yes, I think it should have won score music. What did win?
Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I didn't play that. But I'm just going to go over real quick any games that we have not, or any. I'm just looking at my baby Doom.
Elden Ring, people are really anticipated for that.
Elden Ring was the most anticipated game.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised. I mean, I was and I wasn't. When it popped up on the screen, I was like, Elden Ring's going to win. And then he kept listing other games. I was like, oh, no. Madden 2022 is going to win.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I like how he said Elden Ring, and he looks at the camera and goes, there, I mentioned it.
Yeah. I like how they did this one this year. You know, obviously with everybody having to be, you know, social distancing and everything of the such, it was still a good game award.
So, it was well done. It wasn't Jeff's fault.
Yeah.
That.
I know.
Dipshits voted for The Last of Us Part 2.
I'm sure some can opener heads are gonna still tweet at him. And just
For sure. I've never heard that term before. Jeff Keighley. Why did you vote for The Last of Us Part 2?
I didn't.
I don't vote.
Yeah.
Even if I did, which I don't vote.
It's like, guys, this is a present for you.
Okay.
This for you. I cannot do this next year.
So, best art direction. I was glad to see that The Last of Us didn't win. Ghost of Tsushima won, and while I don't know if I would have voted for it, between Ghost, Hades, and Ori, that's a really, really stiff competition. Even Final Fantasy VII is a gorgeous game, but I'm glad the Ghost won. It's incredible the way that world looks, not just the art itself, but the way the art kind of, I guess, shows you the way, and the way it works off of each other. Really, really glad. Best score music was, like we said, Final Fantasy VII. Best audio design was The Last of Us, which we already said. I'm just going to go through here. Oh, best ongoing.
No
Man's Sky won. So congratulations to Sean Murray. He was drinking. That wasn't as effective because they couldn't see me drink.
Nope.
He was in the middle of drinking when they announced that he won. So he's like, almost spit his drink out when they said he won.
That's awesome.
So that's cool. Best indie, Hades. Best mobile game was Among Us. Among Us won 2 or 3 awards, which is kind of sus. Hey, I said it. I was hoping the Runeterra would win, but I knew that Among Us would probably win that.
Yeah, most definitely. Community support was Fall Guys, Ultimate Knockdown.
AR and VR was, of course, Half-Life Alyx. I don't see anything else winning. Best action was Hades. Doom still didn't win. So, you know, my heart breaks. And best role-playing was Final Fantasy VII. Best fighting was Mortal Kombat 11. Best family was Animal Crossing. Nice, thank God that won something.
Yeah.
How was that not even nominated for best music? I don't know.
Who knows, man? KK Slider. Simmons strategy game was Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I don't know where I haven't played any of these other games, but I do know that they are considered very, very good. So, congratulations to Microsoft Flight Simulator. And thank God Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 won best sports. If anything else, I guess maybe Dirt 5, but I haven't played Dirt 5, but almost all those games are just poo-poo.
Yeah, you know, somebody out there loves them, but
it's a bunch of FIFA and crap. Best multiplayer Among Us. I think that's about all the ones that I really care about. I'm looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of these are just esports and stuff.
Golden Boy didn't win again.
No, he's never going to win.
I know. I hate Golden Boy.
What are you going to do? You say you hate Golden Boy?
I said they hate Golden Boy. I have no qualm or beef with Golden Boy.
Okay, so now we're going to go down the list of this article on The Verge and just kind of, I guess, go over what was announced.
So let's just get the big news.
Master Chief is in Fortnite!
Yep, and Michonne and Daryl are also coming.
Who cares? No one cares about that show anymore. It's been shit for 5 years.
Yep. That was cool. Fortnite continues to prove that they can get whoever they want in their game.
Oh, yeah.
At all. If they ever decide to do anything else with any of the properties they have acquired in this contract, it would rival
Jeff
Smash.
I think I would play. If I could play as Jeff Keighley.
As a Fortnite skin?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Among Us gets a new map.
And he just says, The Last of Us Part 2, when you get a kill.
That'd be funny. Kind of funny. Among Us gets a new map, which I guess people are going to be happy about.
I'm sure. It just says early 2021. It does look kind of cool. I've never played this game, but
it's free on phone, man.
People really like it. Yeah, it's free on phone. It's only like $5, and I think it was on sale. I think it's coming to Game Pass, actually. Which is amazing.
Well, hot dog. More
the
people to play.
The developer of A Way Out announced a new game called It Takes Two. Did you watch the trailer for this?
I did. I liked the music of it. I don't think I'll play it.
No, I doubt I'll play it. It looks really cool. But it's just one of those games that I'll probably just won't get around to. I would recommend looking at the trailer. It's this very arts and crafty style. Couch co-op. Multiplayer game where you're working together and
yeah, they said they created it purely as a co-op experience.
Yeah, that's what like this guy does. He made Brothers: A Tale of Two Brothers or something, and then he made A Way Out. You just like A Way Out. Also, you can buy one copy of this and you can get one for free. That way, you and a friend or a partner or something can play it.
Which is pretty nice. I'm sure a lot of people will enjoy this.
Art style looks really good. I really recommend looking that up. Then we have one, I don't even know what this is. It's just a virtual, I'm just reading straight from The Verge. A new virtual pop group debuts. One of the nice musical acts. Oh, wait. Okay, so this was an announcement of a game. It's going to be We Are OFK. It's an interactive series. It's slated for next year, early next year, spring, in fact. I don't know literally anything about it.
I guess it's just another one of those.
It looks kind of like the Gorillaz, except for not as good.
Yeah, it looks like yes. I'll leave it at that explanation. That makes sense. A new game from the creators of Gone Home, which looked I liked the trailer for this. It's going to be called Open Roads. Really
take my horse down open roads.
That's right. It has. It kind of gave me like a peaceful, surreal sort of feeling.
It just looks like a road trip.
Yeah. You know,
where you're going to
just go through a road trip.
Go through a road trip.
Yeah.
Solve some puzzles.
Probably. It looks like it'll be a fun, peaceful.
Yell at your mom and say, Mom, you don't understand. Tom is my best friend.
We're not. Yeah.
I'm pregnant.
There you go.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. The next thing.
Yes. He shall now give smash to spare.
I was watching. I don't know what I was watching. I was watching somebody's stream. And it might have been even been a YouTube video, but it said Sephiroth will give smash to spare, and they said Nintendo already did that.
No, yeah. Sephiroth is coming to Smash Brothers.
Yeah, this is really cool. It just says sometime in December. So I'm actually might pick this up just because he looks so cool.
He does look cool.
The intro was so cool.
It was really cool.
Nothing makes me want to play Super Smash Brothers like watching a trailer for a new character.
Yes, that is true. It was funny. The Kingdom Hearts predicted it, man, when Cloud and Sephiroth just disappeared. And Donald's like, did they go back to their world? And Sora's like, no, they've gone to fight a larger battle. And then it's somebody edited in like Cloud and Sephiroth fighting in this trailer. And it was like, it makes sense now. Sora knew.
I mean, they're from the same game, so.
I know. So. This next one's pretty interesting.
Left 4 Dead 3, baby!
Woo! Which I'm okay with. I love the Left 4 Dead franchise. So, Turtle Rock, if you don't know, is the company that made Left 4 Dead. And now they're back, baby.
Blood.
Yeah!
Boom.
They are going to be doing a similar style.
Back for Blood.
They're going to be doing a similar zombie-themed co-op game. And, you know, it looks like they're pretty much the same formula.
Looks like it's Back for Blood. Woo!
Same formula as Left 4 Dead.
It's a co-op horde zombie game, and it looks kind of cool.
Yep.
I'm trying to see.
I'll probably check it out because I like playing Left 4 Dead with people.
See, I thought this was last. Yeah, I kind of want to play this. They released trailers for several Horde mode things. Those are getting pretty popular again, it feels like.
Yeah, people just want to be able to chill and shoot the shit with their homies in a call and not really have to worry about if their cooldowns are doing right or whatever else.
I do wonder. I don't see a release date or anything. So, I thought this was. I thought they said something about next year, but I don't see.
We'll see. It'll probably come out next year.
No.
Probably.
We don't have any idea.
I mean, I can guess.
Yeah, you can guess.
It'll probably come out next year.
Okay, next up, we got something called the Callisto Project. This looks really cool. It's by the director or, hold on, let me look.
Original creators.
The original creators of Dead Space.
So this isn't one I got to watch. I had to listen to this trailer, and it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it's a dude and he's in a prison cell.
Yeah, it was weird to listen to.
And then there's a robot walking by his prison cell and it sounds like somebody says, like, you have nothing to fear. Mm. And then he gets eated.
You have nothing to fear but fear itself.
They had fear. They fear this big horrifying monster.
I mean, it looks pretty gross and nasty.
It looks I'm definitely interested. Dead Space is a great horror game. And they have the director back, they said it's once again gonna be a third-person shooter space horror game, which is obviously very similar.
Nice. And
to Dead Space.
And it's supposed to be, it's not expected to launch until 2022.
I am excited for that, but I'll forget about it probably.
And then it'll just pop up and it'll be oh, surprise.
Well, I'm sure that they'll show more about it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Perfect Dark 2 got announced.
Yeah, that's a...
Never played the first one.
Me neither. I think I've seen it on something before, but I never actually played it.
It's one of those cult classic type games.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. That's where I've seen it.
So. Yeah, it was on the original Xbox, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Rare. I think it's a Rare game.
No, I definitely haven't played
Not
it.
Not anymore, though. The Initiative is making it now. There's no date or anything like that. I don't think. I think that's really about it. I guess just go watch the trailer. It is a cinematic trailer. I didn't know it was Perfect Dark until the very end.
When they showed that, yeah.
Go check that out. There was basically nothing new on. Basically, all they said was that they are still making Dragon Age 4 and they are still making another Mass Effect.
Okay.
And they hyped that shit up so much, and I was very disappointed. was like, yeah, no shit, you're making another Mass Effect game. You didn't have, you really couldn't, Jeff, come on, buddy.
I know. They had to pad the time with something, man.
I guess.
This next one
is hilarious.
It's so funny.
And they're putting Vin Diesel in Ark.
Yeah, they're doing Ark 2, and it's also going to get its own animated series.
I thought Ark was a...
Ark Survival Evolved.
I know, but isn't that a like games as service type deal? No. Why don't they just update it?
Apparently there's an end game.
Are they going to make it work?
That's what they're going to do for Ark 2? Apparently there is an
end game. It works this time.
Apparently there is an actual end game.
I cannot believe
that
Vin Diesel has been at the Game Awards 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I started hearing him. I was like, damn it, it's going to be a Riddick game.
I wish it had been another Fast and Furious.
I wish it would have been a Riddick game. Because I don't want to play this.
No, but a Riddick game would probably be bad too.
Probably. So, I mean, this looks at best.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It looks bad.
Did you not hear the I gave it? It looks at best. I might watch the animated series.
The animated series looks kind of...
It looks better than the game.
I got some weird nostalgia for 90s American animation that was inspired by anime.
Okay.
I got some hard vibes from that, which I like a lot.
Nice. Yeah, Vin Diesel's a dinosaur hunter.
Vin Diesel's a dinosaur... That little girl that's with him... She waves at a guy. No, she sticks her tongue out at a guy like seconds before he gets eaten by a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
That's amazing.
And it's like, oh, all right.
She has to, every time she sticks her tongue out at somebody.
No, she knows she's about to die. Like he's running from a T-Rex and she goes, nee, and then he gets dead.
Dude, she's a bitch. She's that's a amazing. Sociopath. That's awesome.
Flight Simulator is coming to Xbox. Next year. So I think it's summer next year. Yes. So if you want to play that game, I highly recommend it just for the graphics alone.
Or if you want to practice being a pilot.
How did that not win some, or even at least get nominated for any kind of like visual?
I don't know, man. It should have. At least it won best simulation because it's really fun.
Wait, is that it?
Apparently.
Yo, this sucked.
Yeah.
It was so long, too.
What, it like 4 hours or something like that?
I mean, I know they are normally fairly long, but 4 hours and...
Well, last year was only a couple hours, you know?
No. Was it long? Last year was probably at least... I don't know, but last year must have been at least 3 hours. They're normally 2.5, 3 hours.
I guess it just felt shorter.
At least when they actually announced stuff.
Yeah. But last year, we got that wonderful Fast and Furious game. Is there more stuff that we
A Peaceful Trip to the End of the World. What is that?
Oh, you're talking about...
A gorgeous-looking season. You play as a young woman from a secluded village exploring the world by bike. There's a lot of these, like... This is going to sound detrimental, because it is.
It's going to sound mean.
There's a lot of these games that are... Oh, this peaceful... I want to kill shit.
Well, you know.
That's why Doom was the game of the year, baby.
Yeah.
Doom Eternal, baby, game of the year.
Yeah. I'm glad you think it's the game
of the year. Last of Us 2?
Yeah. There were much better options for the
Ghost
game of the year.
Ghost of the Last of Us.
I mean, I wish Ghost would have won game of the year.
Why do you... A lot of people... Not a lot of people. Okay, I guarantee that a lot of people thought this. But I was watching Moist Critical... And he was like, I didn't care what won. I just didn't want The Last of Us Part 2 to win.
I agree.
He's like, every one of those every one of the other games that was nominated was better, more deserving than The Last of Us Part 2.
Because they didn't do stuff just to be like, see, we're different, man.
I don't know. I didn't play it, but it did look like somebody probably really liked animating killing dogs.
Yeah.
Hey, Neil, can I not animate the dog's intestines?
You're fired.
Yes.
That's going to be it for the show. All the things you need.
No, hold on. No. Don't leave my office. Leave the drawings.
That's going to be it for the show.
I guess I'm accusing Neil Druckmann
everything.
Of being sexually attracted to dead animals. My head is itching. I don't have...
Okay, just... Hey, it's okay.
What?
Everything you need to know is going to be in the description. If you listen to this on Apple...
Don't go harass... I just want to say this again. Don't go harass anybody that worked at Naughty Dog, please.
True.
Just because you didn't like something...
If I...
They didn't know... It wasn't their fault that people liked it, I guess.
Yeah, it's not their fault. Okay, third time's a charm. Thank you for listening to this show. If you listen to this show... What?
Is this everything? This just says all the... I'm looking. Yo, if this is all the quote-unquote biggest trailers and announcements... Oh my gosh, they really didn't have anything.
I told you there wasn't anything, man. This was
they really did
I'm
not
glad,
have
I'm anything. Glad I was at work making money and not sitting at home watching this. Because it would literally be a waste of my time.
The only thing I cared about that they announced, I think, was Sephiroth.
Yeah.
And I would have much rather had other characters. That trailer was just hype as shit, and I'm glad it wasn't another Fire Emblem character.
I mean, yeah, we got some other trailers for like the Evil West game, the Endless Dungeon, but everything else is, you know, whatever.
Dude, What if they release Sephiroth like they did the Sephiroth trailer, and then a Final Fantasy character came up behind him, knocked him out, and was like,
"That'd be interesting."
Flipped off the camera like Fire Emblem 2 character.
I'd probably never, ever, ever play Smash again.
I would never stop. I'd play Smash every day.
Okay. Well, I'm ending this show.
You're going to end it?
I mean, I could end it forever.
So no more. Hold on. You had a list over there? Anything else was good?
No, I just checked Polygon and IGN. That's it. That's all she wrote. That's all she wrote? The fat lady singing. That's all there is.
Is she
Sea of Solitude's coming to Switch and... 2021 in March.
Well, I mean that. I don't understand what the criteria for that list was. Devolver Digital announces Loop Hero, Sea of Solitude.
Like, I mean,
Near Replicant had some gameplay revealed
Looks interesting.
It actually looks pretty cool. It looks like a hack and slash game. It's by the same people who made Nier Automata, obviously. It's coming out on April 23rd. Century 8, that game looks awful. Century Age of Ashes. I'm trying to look.
Evil Dead, the game was announced.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's another horde zombie thing. But I like the Evil Dead. That Hood, Outlaws, and Legends kind of looked kind of poopy.
Ghost and Goblins Resurrection.
So that's kind of cool.
For Switch, coming out February 2021.
They announced that, and they announced the, there's like a Capcom arcade collection coming.
Yeah, also, I forgot about this, Super Meat Boy Forever gets a release date, comes out to, this month, 23rd.
Are you gonna play any Cyberpunk 2077 Forza thing?
There's a Cyberpunk 2077 Forza thing?
They put the car in Forza.
I mean, probably.
Yeah, probably. He's gonna play it.
I do load up.
It's gonna be Lego.
I do. Okay, I'm okay with that. I do load up Forza every once in a while. Oh, Scarlet Nexus got a release window, summer 2021. Which
I know you're gonna play that.
I am. I'm gonna play it. Hopefully, they do.
We're generic anime characters, and our parents are probably dead.
They have heart, man. They got heart. Hopefully, G Fuel will.
And they got heart.
Hopefully, G Fuel will team up with Bandai again.
Overcooked got the Swedish Chef.
Yeah,
that was kind of.
I had to listen to that portion too, and it was really distracting to hear a Muppet on screen without any.
That's hilarious.
Anything? Okay, that's gonna be it. We got things to do, people to see.
Wait, we got games people to see.
It's just a figure of speech.
Who is coming over?
Anybody wants to come over? Our address is in the description. So, if you're listening, at the fourth time is the charm to end this show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, we appreciate you. Leave us a 5-star review. Write in a question. We'll talk about it on the show. If it's an awesome question, we might make it into a whole episode. That'd be awesome. You can also listen to this show on Spotify and Pandora. If you want to reach out to the show, you can on Instagram and Twitter at A Dialogue Tree. If you don't have either one of those, you're still rocking it old school.
Like, I don't understand what...
You can email the show, adialogueTree@gmail.com. What else do you got to say?
I just don't understand how the Verge decided what was the biggest announcement. Why were some of those announcements bigger than just Cause coming to mobile? Or a first look at Ruined King, a League of Legends story.
Ryan's Twitter is going to be at Ryan Divisions. My Twitter is going to be at Swaylock. I am really trying to get it out of here. I got things to do.
Joe Rogan is exclusive to Spotify.
Yes, that is true.
I'll take $100 million.
Sure.
And I'll be exclusive to some Russian.
Pandora.
Pod.
Sure. I do believe that's going to be it. All the things are going to be in the doobly-doo below. Just swipe or click wherever the description or show notes are, and all of our information is going to be down there. Thank you so much for listening.
Monster Hunter Rise is getting a demo for January.